Welcome to the Expert Advice Podcast, brought to you by Allied Electronics. From product specifications and selection guides to the latest in automation and control innovation, we're bringing you advice and insights by and for the people that design, engineer, build, and maintain our world. For more episodes and expert advice content, visit expert.alliedelect.com. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the Allied Expert Advice Podcast. I am your host, Evan Makovsky, and it is my pleasure to have two guests on this episode. The first is Lisa Ost. She's the customer account manager for Allied. And Chris Cox, founder and president of Cox Research, joins me today. And it's a pleasure to have you both on. Let's start with you, Chris. Chris, why don't you tell our listeners about yourself and your company, Cox Research? What do you provide and how have you grown it over the last several years?
Well, hey, Evan. Well, Cox Research is a control panel manufacturer, but we do other things. We develop equipment for other companies, and we develop new technologies and equipment for ourselves. We also have a factory in Indiana where we do injection molding and that type of stuff. And we have designers, engineers, and panel builders, and that's what we do.
Lisa, can you talk about your role at Allied, how long you've been an employee there, and how the opportunity arose to work with Chris?
Well, I've been at Allied for 16 years, and I've had this account for that long. So I've known Chris and his bunch for quite a while. The opportunity for us to just grow into a more substantial role is when he saved my life, basically. Him and Travis came and rescued me. When my daughter was playing college over there in Baton Rouge, I broke down and they came and rescued me, and our relationship grew from there and the bond was there. And I do everything that I can to keep them rocking and rolling. And when the new opportunity for a contract came into play that he promised me for years and years, it came in big fold. So good things come to those who wait.
Absolutely. Lisa, just following that up, maybe you can share with our listeners, how did Chris come and rescue you?
Well, I broke down at Louisiana A&M where my daughter was playing softball, and the starter went out in my car, and he had a little gentleman come and tow me all the way back to Mobile from Baton Rouge, and I loved him ever since. Even though I loved him before, I loved him more ever since he rescued me.
Well, Chris,
that was the only phone number I could remember in Baton Rouge was Cox Research's phone number, because I'd called him all the time.
Well, there you go. A business relationship was born out of just pure kindness. That's a beautiful thing. Chris, I understand you were in a situation where you needed to find a new distributor for Schneider Electric control panel components. You had a small relationship with Allied already, but how did this new challenge change the size of Cox Research's relationship with Allied Electronics?
Well, I need to explain a little bit about my business to answer that question. What had happened was that my relationship with Allied had always been on the research and development side of our company. So when we needed the parts, we would overnight them in and we're developing a prototype or something like that. So we wasn't really looking for a supplier to supply us the parts. It was just R&D, quick and fast, get the thing developed. And then once it's developed, we'd go out to vendors and get pricing and that kind of stuff. But with Lisa, she and our relationship has been so long. I've been telling her that I'd like to buy stuff from her permanently, but our purchasing department, they make those decisions and they pick their suppliers. And I've been hounding them about using Allied for many years. And finally, we had a situation where we were buying Sylvania out of lights and Cutler Hammer out of breakers in that kind of volume. And the vendors that we were using weren't able to keep up. So they switched our special pricing for Schneider to Allied, and we have an agreement, and it's worked out great. They keep everything in stock for us, and we hadn't missed a beat.
That's amazing to have a happy, satisfied relationship. Lisa, obviously Schneider products are critical to a company like Chris's that is a panel builder. When you heard about his situation, what did you do on the Allied side to start the process of getting Chris exactly what he needed?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did whoop, whoop, because I knew it. I knew Chris was coming through. But I immediately contacted the product manager, gave them the heads up of what was going on. I spoke with Rick at Schneider. We got the ball rolling. Holly is a great advocate over there at Cox Research. Worked with her on all the product lines that they needed. Got their usage and everything. Got the spa rolling. And I religiously check to make sure stock is there. Do whatever I can to push Schneider if they happen, you know, with all the stocking shortages and everything. Working with product manager to make sure that those stocking availabilities specifically for Cox are already in the background ordered, that don't even show up on our stock because they're specifically for Cox Research. And so that's what I do. I just make sure I stay on top of things.
We're talking on the Allied Expert Advice podcast with Lisa Ost. She's the customer account manager for Allied, and Chris Cox, founder and president of Cox Research. Chris, did anything stand out for you in terms of working with Lisa and Allied that as a business owner you thought was really helpful?
This is a simple question, and a simple answer is that she's like an employee. She works for me, and that's an amazing working relationship right there. There's not much to expand on that. She has the computer system. She knows the parts, can get them. And everybody that's working remote now, she is no different than any of my other employees.
I completely understand what you're saying. She's an extension of your business, even though she works for another company. That certainly is an ideal relationship. Lisa, what advice do you have for other companies and founders who might find themselves in the same position as Chris and want to maximize how distributors can help them grow their businesses?
Well, first of all, they need to contact Allied Electronics because it's the best distributor I know out there that'll help any company like Chris's. We get things that people need. We are a huge stocking distributor. That's the key. The stock is the key. But you got to stay on top of things. You got to make sure your customer's taken care of and treat it as your own business as well. And I do appreciate Chris and everybody over there. That was very heartfelt what he just said about me. And I'm trying not to cry because I take it to heart. You got to take things to heart and you got to act like it's your own business too, because you're making money, so is your customer. And that's what you got to make sure, that they're satisfied with your work ethics.
No doubt, between the starter story and the personal connections that you two have between each other, that really shines through as we have this discussion. Chris, similar question, but from your perspective, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs and business owners when working with distributors? How can a good distributor help them optimize their company?
It's a relationship, and it's a verbal relationship. I preach about emails and text messages, they're bad for business. And to have that personal connection over a phone or in person, which would be better, but I mean, phone is the next best thing. To hear somebody's voice, to hear the passion or the, how does this person feel? I need to get this part. I can tell that they're under a lot of stress. That kind of relationship is so important, and not just with vendors, but that can be with customers. And all the types of relationships business relationships that you can form, they need to be done verbally. And I'm a firm believer in that. When you're verbal with somebody, you're usually a lot nicer. You don't come across as being so direct. And it tends to kind of give you a family atmosphere with your vendors when you're not constantly pounding on them for better pricing and that kind of stuff. They're more likely to work for you and get you what you need and when you need it. I'm a firm believer in that. I'll go to my grave believing that. I have that with Lisa. I have that with Allied. And we love them. There's no other way to say it.
Chris Cox, founder and president of Cox Research, thank you so much for making the time.
Sure.
And Lisa Ost, customer account manager for Allied. It's been a pleasure and a very touching story. Appreciate your time as well.
Thank you so much, Evan.
And I am Evan Makovsky, and you've been listening to the Allied Expert Advice Podcast, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Allied Expert Advice Podcast. Find all our episodes and more expert advice content at expert.alliedelect.com.